Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth with the sole purpose of advancing and enhancing the lives of women. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone. You're here with Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And you're listening to the Living by Design show, and we have a great show on tap for you this evening. And I first want to start out by asking everyone if you can hear me well enough. I am starting out here with a few sound problems, so I just want to make sure everyone can hear. So in the chat room, if you could just give me a yes that you can hear me well, that'd be great. Sounds great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I am so excited, Tony. We're going to be talking to Miss Wendy Y. Bailey. Wendy Y. Bailey. She is a master guru of tech tools, so I am anxious to get to her and bring her on the line so we can talk about this wonderful tool called Twitter. Are you familiar with that at all, Tony? I'm not too familiar with it, so I'm really anxious to understand how it's going to work.
Yeah, I'm really interested also. I've heard of it. I've heard conversations about it, did some research on it. But I do want to get a thorough understanding of what it is, the applications, and all the things that it can be used for. So, absolutely, I'm excited also.
Great, great, good, great. Okay, well, I also wanted to start off and ask you real quick, by any chance did you see the presidential debate last night?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I'm sure everyone that's listening in the chat room and that will be listening on the archive downloads, I'm sure they probably saw it. If they didn't see it, I'm sure you heard a lot about it. And from what I'm understanding, a lot of people are saying that McCain won. So I don't know about that, but that's
well,
what I heard.
According to the analysts or the what they call pundits, the individuals whose responsibility it is to make the determination of the experts, put it that way, they're actually saying that Obama won the debate. And all the ratings and all the surveys that they've been doing said that Obama actually won 55%, are saying it to McCain's 38%.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard any of the statistics on what the experts said, but I just seen it on a couple of articles. So, and that's just on the Internet. So, you know, you can get anything on the Internet. You never know. But that's good. That's good.
Okay. Well, it was a big topic. It was a big topic of conversation for us today because Barack Obama was actually in Indianapolis today. So,
oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. He was actually here doing one of his stops for his campaigning. He had about 21,000 people that showed up for his campaign. So all those statistics were thrown out there. So that's the only reason I know.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear because I'm ready to make history with that. So, but anyway, I didn't want to spend a lot of time. I just, you know, wanted to ask you that and make that comment. But just want to real quick talk about a couple of upcoming shows because I'm very anxious to get to Miss Wendy. And next week we're going to be talking to Dr. Lisa Love about her book entitled Beyond the Secret. And that's going to be pretty interesting because her book is going to talk about things that the secret didn't tell us, and I'm very interested to hear what that's going to be about. Now, the show after that, week after next, is entitled Mirror, Mirror, Loving Your Body Image, and I am very excited about that show because we here at the Living by Design show like to focus on topics related to self, health, and wealth to enhance and advance the lives of women. But we have kind of stretched beyond that because there are so many different topics that we are being asked to feature on our show, and we usually don't talk about topics that are much related to sex, but we're going to step out there, and we are going to have a magnificent show on that day. Dr. Lee Schwartz and Jackie Fine are experts in the field of sexuality, and they are going to be joining us week after next to talk about a couple of Dr. Schwartz books that she has on the market, and one of the books is entitled The One-Hour Orgasm. And I'm sorry that I'm kind of chuckling because I can't imagine a one-hour orgasm, but if she has written a book about it, I'm really anxious to hear about it. So, Tony, you're kind of quiet. You don't have a comment about that?
Absolutely no comment.
Okay. And then she also wrote another book entitled Who Taught You That? Answers to 101 Important Questions About Sex. So that's going to be a very interesting discussion about both of those books. So I'm looking forward to that show. And I am just going to talk a little bit about Miss Wendy Y. Bailey. Now, Wendy has so many accolades. I'm going to let her talk more about it when she comes on the line. But she's a leading virtual and live. She's been leading virtual and live groups since before she actually started her coaching business in 2002. She's worked in the IT telecom industry, and she is just the guru in my opinion because she knows exactly how to structure teleseminars, webinars, and all these things that are very important for home-based business owners and small business owners. And tonight we're going to focus on Twitter because that's a very, very big social tool and technology tool that's on the market now. And the New York Times is saying that it's one of the most fastest-growing phenomena on the Internet. So I'm really excited about having Wendy join us tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the line. Wendy, are you there?
I am. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing, Miss Guru?
I'm doing great. I was chuckling as I was listening to you sort of lead into what you were talking, you know, all the other things that are going on. You kind of chuckled about the sex topic, and then you started talking about me, and I was still chuckling. So I was like, okay, is she talking about me now?
Yeah. Exactly.
I love it. Thank you for that introduction, Kathy. I really appreciate it. Hey, Tony.
Oh, you're very welcome, Wendy. I know you're doing a lot of wonderful things, and I have sent it on some of your webinars and some of your teleseminars, and they're extremely informative, and I've learned so much. And that's why when I start thinking about Twitter, only one person came to mind. I mean, you were the one.
Well, I got to tell you, there are so many Twitter pros out there these days. And to me, that's just a reflection of the direction of Twitter and how it's really evolving and growing and expanding and morphing right before our eyes. There's a song that says, and it's on YouTube, you can check it out, you're no one if you're not on Twitter.
Right.
And the truth is, you are someone whether you're on Twitter or not. The reality is, do you want to be bigger than you are and expand your network? Twitter is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why I want to just start out by asking you in simple layman's terms, because I also have been in the technology industry, and I understand a lot of the tech acronyms and buzzwords, but in layman's terms, can you help our listeners understand exactly what Twitter is in simple language?
Well, yes. To answer your question succinctly, yes. Twitter was founded by a gentleman named Evan Williams, who also created Blogger, the blogging platform. And he created Twitter to answer a very simple question: what are you doing? And what's been happening with the platform that Evan originally created, it's become much more than what are you doing. It's social, it's business, it's marketing, it's media, it's partnership, it's relationship. The whole concept of Twitter is microblogging. So if you think in terms of what a blog does, Twitter does it with simpler lines, like you're limited to only 140 characters, but the juice, the traffic, the Google juice, the engines pick it up in such a way that it spreads virally like wildfire. And that's the beauty of Twitter.
Yeah.
Permission?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And Tony, just speak up. When you when you want to, because I know you had said you had some questions and you wanted to make sure that you understood exactly what it is. I know it's extremely popular, and one of the things that I want to just shoot right into is how Twitter can be used to help home-based business owners to grow their business, because I understand the social aspect of it, but I really want to try to understand the business aspect of it and how it can help business owners.
Hmm. Okay. Let me give you a little bit of background for me around Twitter. This time last year, I don't know that I had even heard of Twitter. And about 6 or 8 months ago, I actually was encouraged by someone to join Twitter, and I immediately went out and I joined, and it sat, my account sat for probably 2 or 3 months without me really even touching it. I went in, I looked at it a couple of times and was like, okay, I don't get it, and did some other things. And then when I decided I wanted to plug into it, I said, let me really explore what's going on with Twitter, how it works, who's doing what on Twitter. And what I found was a whole new networking strategy for my personal life, for my business. I primarily use Twitter for business. Okay.
Right.
The interesting thing is, whether it's business or personal, everything is about relationship. And so Twitter is about connecting with people and establishing relationships that you may not have had an opportunity to even connect with people around or create if you were not on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of buzz about Facebook and MySpace, and those are all great social networking tools or social media tools. I like Twitter because it keeps it short, you know, and in keeping it short, you're able to share and care much more effectively and much more powerfully to me, because you're limited as to the number of characters, as I said before, and you're able to just jump right into a conversation and create a whole dialogue around how someone's doing or what's going on with them, or you know, what's new in business, and you can, you know, celebrate someone's successes, and you can wish people happy birthday, and you can talk about your teleseminars, and you can share your blog post, and you can get immediate feedback and research and development. You put a question out to your Twitterverse, that's what it's called, like universe. You put a message out to the Twitterverse, and you get immediate feedback on how to do something or what to do around this situation. I've seen it all, and it's just awesome.
Really?
It is absolutely awesome.
Now, Wendy, let me ask.
Go ahead, Tony.
I was just going to ask. Hi there, Wendy. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Great. I was just wanting, because I'm listening to what you're saying and some of the research getting ready for the show, and I have an understanding. It kind of hits me as it's an abbreviated, more focused blog, kind of a combination of text messaging and blog combined, and so you don't waste a lot of time just taking your time. You say what you have to say, and you kind of keep it moving. Is that kind of what Twitter is?
Exactly. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. It's a situation where you are, I was talking with Coach Deb Misick, who is really a very well-known Twitter pro. She's actually co-author of the Twitter Handbook with Warren Whitlock. And, you know, I was talking with her earlier today for the upcoming webinar I have, and one of the things she said is Twitter has helped her get rid of procrastination. Because people will send her a message on Twitter that if they had emailed it to her, it would have sat in her email box. But because it's on Twitter, she knows that she's got only so many messages that she can keep up with, or that particular part of the stream is gone. You know, because Twitter is constantly moving, and, you know, comments are constantly being made, and people are, you know, steadily sending messages, and because of that, it encourages her and prompts her to act rather than procrastinate to get things done. I love that. I love that. So you can't tweet someone, or someone can't tweet you, and you respond, you know, 2 days later, wow, I think that's wonderful, and expect that they're really going to know what you're talking about.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it requires an immediate response, an immediate action or reaction from you. So
now,
you kind of get into the flow.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what type of tools or what type of, I guess tools is not really the right word. Do you need like a handheld device or what exactly do you actually need to get started?
To get started, you need a computer. You can do it over a telephone. And Twitter, joining Twitter is free. I encourage everyone to go to twitter.com and just sign up for an account. And avoid the use of spaces or dashes in your username. And remember, as a business owner, this is a branding tool. For example, my Twitter name is Wendy Y. Daily because I branded myself as Wendy Y. Daily. Now, I've gone out and I've, you know, picked up Twitter accounts for my son and you know, some of the other programs that I have going on. But my primary Twitter account is Wendy Y. Daily. No spaces, no dashes, no underscores, because when people search me on the internet, the cool thing about Twitter, remember I talked about that juice, that traffic juice, that sort of search engine juice that pops up and that works for you? When people Google Wendy Y. Daily with no spaces, my Twitter stuff comes up.
Okay.
So they can kind of see what I've been talking about and, you know, they can go back and look at my profile and see what kind of things I've been tweeting about. And it really supports my overall marketing strategy to get Wendy Y. Daily out as a brand and all of the other topics that I'm talking about as well.
Right, right. So, okay, now is there a website or is there a so let's say you go and you get set up.
Mm-hmm.
What are the actual steps in the process of once you get set up, then what are the next steps?
Okay, it's a great question. And there's actually a handbook and I'm trying to think of the best way to get the information to your folks. If folks want to send me a tweet, and this is sort of building in accountability for folks jumping on Twitter, if people want to send me a tweet, they would say, at Wendy Y. Daily, you know, please send me Twitter document to get set up. So the first thing is just to get an account and send Wendy Y. Daily a tweet. Let's leave it at that for now.
Okay.
Once that has happened, you're in a position where you want to create followers, you want to reply to people, you want to establish some direct messaging. And those are really the three things you want to pay attention to in Twitter. Followers, and that's about quality, not quantity. Okay? And when I say followers, those are people who have expressed interest in seeing what you've got to say on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
In reading your tweets.
Okay.
Replies are messages that are sent directly to you that all of your followers can see. So it's like an open communication that's sent to you so that you see it and everyone who's following you sees it. And then there's a direct message, or DM as it's referred to, and that's a very private, specific message sent to you on Twitter. And so the goal as you expand your network is to attract really great followers, people who are just interested in what you have to say, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how you care and share with them.
Now, Wendy, I'd like to ask this, because in my research about this topic and this subject, this can become addictive, can it? Because I've seen in some of the research that there have been some people that they cannot step away from their computers.
Oh, yeah, and they're known as Twitterholics. there's a whole language around Twitter, you know, twam for spam and twater for later and you know, all kinds of other stuff that adds TW in front of it. I'm actually writing an article right now for the holidays for a women's business magazine called Twiz the Season to Twitter. and so you got to appreciate how addictive and how attractive that really is. For the Twitterholic, and I consider myself to be a Twitterholic, because one of the first things I do when I start my day is I log on to Twitter to see what's going on.
Wow.
You know, and I say hello to my tweeple or my tweet or the Twitterverse or the Twitterhood. Yeah, all of those things. And people say good morning back to me. They say, hey, Wendy, why, you know, how you doing today? What's on tap for you? And so I immediately engage in conversation and connection with the people who are in my Twitterverse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole thing about being a Twitterholic that I've learned is it's cool to be a Twitterholic when you make it a productive thing. You know, fortunately, I'm in a position right now where I've structured my day and my lifestyle so that I can tweet sometimes and take calls and do all the other things I need to do. And I'm a consummate multitasker, which is not necessarily a good thing. But,
yeah.
You know, I can work on projects that are computer-related projects and still have my Twitter open so
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I'm deemed to let me know someone is sending me a reply or a direct message, or, you know, if I want to take a break from what I'm doing, I just go over and look at the Twitter stream, which is the conversation that's going on, and see what's happening, and I can just kind of comment on something. I can reply to someone and say, hey, you know, glad your wife is feeling better. I'm sorry she's sick, or, wow, that dessert you ate looks good, because there are twit pics. People post pictures of things going on in their lives, and you can comment on those twit pics, and people send those, their videos, there's all kinds of things connected to Twitter that really make it morph the way that it does. So
yeah,
to get back to your original, hold on a second, Kathy, to get back to your original question, Tony, yes, you can get addicted to Twitter. What I like to encourage people to do is build it into your marketing strategy so that it's productive that you're a Twitterholic. And, you know, recognize that you can't just play online all day. It has to be something that allows you to be who you are, very genuine and authentic. At the same time, recognize the opportunities you have to share in other people's successes while you tell them a little bit about what's going on with you.
Gotcha.
Did I answer your question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Kathy, what was your question?
Well, actually, I kind of forgot my question.
Just wind me up and I talk. What can I say?
Oh, no problem, because, you know, I think what I'm going to do is go to the phone lines here because I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to let people answer their questions. This person could be just listening, so we're going to go ahead and bring area code 267 on the line. Are you just listening, or do you have a question?
Hey, I have a question. It's Ms. V on the scene. Kathy, how are you and Tony and your guest?
Hello, Ms. V.
Hi there.
Quick question. I understand that Twitter is the new phenomenon. I'm wondering, you know, from a marketer's perspective, how vast can you make it on a global scale? I mean, what exactly are some of the tools you would use to put Twitter in place to make it more global?
Well, very simply, you don't have to put a whole lot of tools in place to make it more global. Twitter is just phenomenal all unto itself, okay? And there are tons of tools. I mean, people are creating applications that expand Twitter every single day. I can't even begin to tell you all of the different tools that are out there that help you expand it even more or really make it more efficient. That's kind of how I use the tools. I love Twitter, and Twitter unto itself is great. It has a lot of power, and you can reach a lot of people, okay? when I think of the tools that I've plugged into associated with Twitter, for me, it's really about helping me to be that much more efficient. Because the common question people have when it comes to a social media tool like Twitter is, wow, you know, I'm already feeling a little overwhelmed by my day, and you're saying add something else to it? Now I got to go out and look at this stuff, and I may potentially get addicted, and how do I do that? Because I'm already on Facebook, and I'm already on MySpace, and, you know, wow, how do I pull all of this together? And so one of the key tools that I like to tell people about, and it's another free tool that's associated with Twitter and other social media tools, is ping.fm, P-I-N-G.fm. I'm going to put it in the chat for folks to be there. And
okay.
The cool thing about Ping is it allows you to set up the services that you have. If you have Twitter and Facebook and Plurk and MySpace and WordPress and all of these different services that are part of the whole Web 2.0 platform, you can identify your services specifically and post one time there, and it goes out to all of those services without you having to go to Twitter and then to Facebook and then to MySpace and then to all these other places. So Ping FM is a really cool tool that helps you to manage your time on Twitter and all of your other social media tools as well. Did I answer your question, Dee?
Yes, you did, and I'll see you in Twitterville.
Okay, good. See, she's getting the lingo down already, you know, Twitterville. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
And I'm going to go ahead to take another call, area code 972. Are you just listening, or do you have questions?
I have a question. Kathy, this is Mike Coleman calling from Texas. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing? Glad to have you on the
very,
show.
Very good. I'm curious, what is the Twitter trap? And perhaps your speaker can address that.
The Twitter trap?
Yes. In other words, what's the downside to Twitter?
Ah. Okay. Quite frankly, I don't know that I see a downside, because remember, I'm a Twitterholic. So you're asking me a question, and I'm going, I can't see it. It may be there, but I can't see it. I think that what you have to avoid, and this may be really answering your question, on Twitter is really pushing information out like you would an email marketing newsletter or, you know, something that's really about self. I think when you focus on the relationship and not just pushing information out to people, you are much better off on Twitter. If you do that, then you can offend people, you can lose followers, you really detract from what you're trying to do with Twitter as a social media and marketing tool. Make sense?
Absolutely. And again, as I try and figure out this new technology, I just want to make sure I didn't step in the wrong place. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Have you used Twitter yet at all, Mike?
No, but I a couple of folks in my business are using it, and I guess I'm going to get into Twitterville also.
Okay. Well, you'll have to keep me updated on how well it works for you.
Okay.
Wendy, I wanted to ask you this because I know it's probably a huge group of individuals, and demographically, I mean, are there groups? Or you, because the one thing I did notice in my research is you can decide who is a part of your Twitterverse. You can decide who you will or who you won't accept things from and things like that. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, unlike Facebook, and I also use Facebook, unlike Facebook, people will request an opportunity to be your friend, and you have to approve that request in order for them to see your information, to really communicate with you and see what's going on in your world, unless it's like a public event or something like that. Twitter is such that people decide on their own, choose to follow you, and you get to determine if it's someone that is a recognized spammer, or, you know, you see from their tweets that they are, you know, doing something inappropriate or something that doesn't align with your values, then you can block them. What that means is they won't be able to see your tweets. They won't be able to contribute to your stream. Because some people, you know, in any kind of social media networking tool, you've got nefarious people who are out there and, you know, they don't have a good agenda for being there. And so it's up to you to be able to monitor that. But I got to tell you, of all the people who follow me, it's a very, very small percentage of people that I block. And typically, you know, it is because of inappropriate content, or, you know, clearly they're getting ready to spam me. What that means is they can send me a message and it goes to all of my followers. And, you know, I have a reputation to maintain, so I don't want my followers to get some kind of twam from, you know, someone that I don't really approve of sending messages to my followers indirectly, you know, using me as the target.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
I love now, Twitter. Can you tell?
Oh, that's great. That's great. I love it. I love it. Now, are there different versions or different levels? I mean, can you start out at one level and then upgrade, or is it just one version that's available right now for people
that
want
to try? It's one version. It's one version. And remember the tools we talked about with D? The tools really help you to kind of decide how intense you want to be on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the tools, for example, that kind of helps you organize Twitter, like you can do everything from Twitter and not have to do anything else. Let me say that.
Wow.
One of the tools that I started out when I started using Twitter was Twirl. And Twirl is an application that sort of allows you to organize Twitter in a way that supports you seeing your immediate replies, you hearing messages, because the basic Twitter at twitter.com doesn't make any sounds or have any bells or whistles to it. It really is a vanilla kind of product, a vanilla kind of service. And so Twirl allows you to create some other things around it so that you get notifications and you can, you know, see mark favorites and do all of that kind of stuff beyond Twitter. And what I've seen over the past, probably, I want to say it's been maybe 10 days or 15 days, Twitter has actually released a new version of Twitter that adds a little bit more steam to the vanilla product. So what that tells me is the programmers at Twitter are actually working to make it much more comprehensive as an application, so that you don't have to go a whole lot of other places to add applications and tools to get what you want. So they're working on it. It's just a slow process, I believe.
Right, right. Okay, all right. Now, can you update Twitter from your phone or?
Yes.
But you can't, okay.
You sure can. Now, you asked me a little bit ago if Twitter, what do you need to get on Twitter? And I said a computer. And
right.
Then I said a telephone. I tend to tweet from my computer because I like typing rather than doing that whole, you know, text keyboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to do my tweets. But there are people who have iPhones who, you know, tweet from standing in line at the grocery store. They're talking about an experience they see. They're, you know, sharing information about traffic. So clearly they're tweeting from their mobile device. And
right.
Twitter makes it very easy for you to use your mobile device to, you know, see what's going on in the Twitter stream, to reply to people, to get direct messages. And you can even, based on the telephone, you can even set your phone just to let you know about direct messages so that you don't get all of the chatter or twatter from everybody in the Twitterverse.
Right, right.
I love the tool. I really do, because I think
it's a wonderful tool. It's a wonderful tool. I mean, the key to me, it sounds like, is just learning how to use it and get started. I'm going to go to the phone again here quickly, Wendy, because I want to make sure that all the callers, and I got so many calls in queue. So I'm going to go to area code 954. Are you just listening, or do you have a question?
No, hi, my name is Denise, and I have a question definitely because I just started Twittering, and I have a company called Traveling Girls, and I'm using it to brand my company, but I'm on, like, so many things, like social networks, and I'm really just trying to find which is, you know, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, and I've heard so much about Twitter that, you know, I decided to be a part of it, but I still don't get it. I mean, I'm not sure, Wendy, like, what would you recommend I Twitter about if I'm trying to brand myself? Do I talk about what's going on with my company? Do I talk about, like, things that are going on with it? Like, give me an example of what would be the best thing for me to Twitter about.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I've never
done personal things.
Yes.
Or do I just keep it strictly to my company?
Well, and here's kind of what I was telling, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but what I was telling him, remember it's all about relationship. What you want to do when you go on Twitter is make sure that you are connecting with people. I suggest that people, when you join Twitter, you observe for a little bit. You send your first update. That's what a tweet is called on Twitter. You send your first update, and you know, you may say something like, "Hello, everyone. I'm new to Twitter." Well, the reality is, because you don't have any followers, because you have a new account, no one's seeing that right away. However, when you go and kind of see who's doing what on Twitter and observe the dialogue and start following people, when people come back to your profile on Twitter, they're going to see that you are new to Twitter. They're going to start paying attention to your updates. They're going to welcome you, and they're going to say, hey, back about whatever it is you tweeted about in your first update. And I believe that you need to tweet at least once a day, at minimum once a day. I see people who tweet once, and then, you know, a month later they tweet, and you can kind of – people forget who you are if you're not out there saying something and connecting with them in some way. Since you're talking about branding yourself, you said Traveling Girls?
Yes, and that's my name, Traveling Girls.
Okay, cool. That's a great Twitter name, especially since you're talking about branding yourself.
Well,
since you're talking about that,
to our companies, what our company is about. So All my, except for YouTube, I couldn't get it on YouTube. I got it in Traveling Girls one, but all my blogging, everything is done with Traveling Girls.
Okay.
So I have really big hits on, you know, like when you Google me, you can really, there's tons of stuff because I also put a link into every response that I do and on blogs and everything. So I'm getting a lot of hits from that. But I just was kind of unsure. Like, I didn't get the whole Twitter thing. And I also belong to a group, I don't know if you know, it's called Twitter Moms. And it's a social network.
Sure.
And so from that, they have hundreds of members. And just from blogging on that, people say, oh, I'm going to follow you. You know, and then they start saying, okay, I'm going to follow you. And that's
so let me tell you a little bit about, you know, to answer your question, let me tell you a little bit about how Twitter works.
Okay.
Remember I said that when you first sign on and join Twitter, you send an update, but the reality is no one's going to see it right away because you don't have any followers.
Uh-huh.
Every time your name is tweeted with the at sign in front of it, so at Traveling Girls, your followers see that, okay? And whenever someone tweets at Traveling Girls, their followers see that stream. For example, when you join Twitter, when I say to you, hey, welcome to Twitter at Traveling Girls, my followers will see that I have tweeted you.
So it's good
and
to follow people.
So
that
hold on a minute.
Your,
just listen to me for a second. And so what happens is my followers say, hey, Wendy Y is tweeting Traveling Girls. Let me go check her out. So they'll go to your profile, and based on what they see about you, and there's a place for you to include a website address and a mini bio. I think that's 120 characters or 160 characters that you can use for your mini bio. And based on that, they say, hey, you know, I want to follow her tweets and see what she's talking about. So now you have an opportunity to reach my followers or people that are following me, and anybody who's following them if they decide to tweet you as well. So that's the viral effect of Twitter.
How can you do a specific search for someone, not just by their name, but like let's say a category?
Yes.
Okay.
In Twitter, there is a search feature. I want to say it's find rather than search. And you can actually invite friends who are not on Twitter to join you on Twitter. You can actually find friends. Like I went out and just today or yesterday, I think it was, I said, you know, I wonder if Oprah is on Twitter. Well, Oprah, I just, you know, went find Oprah, and someone set up like three or four different accounts. There's one for the O Magazine. There's one for Oprah herself. And, you know, realistically, she's got like almost 300 followers, but she's not following anyone, and she's only done one update. Well, she's Oprah, so you expect that kind of thing. In reality, there are folks on Twitter who have like 16,000 followers. So every time you tweet them, you're tweeting their followers. Their followers are seeing what you do. Prime example, Rick Sanchez of CNN actually tweets sometimes when he's at the anchor desk. And, you know, during the discussion about the something, I want to say it was the debates or vice presidential debates, I sent him a tweet, and all of a sudden I got this slew of followers, and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know that I really wanted that. Rick has like 68,000 people following him. 68,000 people following him. So you want to be aware of who you're tweeting, what they're tweeting about, who their followers are, and then you can kind of get into a flow of who do I really want to attract as a follower. And remember, it's all about quality rather than quantity. It's not having, you know, 68,000 followers. It really is having a nice group of people who are genuinely interested in what's going on with you and ready to hear what you have to say, and you feel genuinely able to care about what they have to say.
Okay, well, thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was very helpful. I get it. I mean, I understand it more. I think I'll get it more when I actually do some more of it. Thanks a lot. Great show. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
So Wendy, and what I'm hearing, and I guess I just want to simplify it to some degree, even from a business standpoint, you have to let a little bit of who you are and what you are and what you stand for out so that people can understand your character, understand that they can possibly have some kind of a interaction with you, and then from that point, it helps you, the company and the branding and the other aspects of what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. When I talk about relationship, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'll give you a prime example, and this is sort of a chuckle on my part. I'm a nocturnal person, so I tend to do things like work through the night, and then in the morning I'm like, uh-oh, it's morning, and people are starting to wake up now. And so I tweeted that. I did that just last night, and I tweeted that this morning. I said, okay, you know, did an all-nighter, and I think it's time for me to go to sleep, but still not sleepy. Uh-oh. And that was my tweet. And what I got in response was, well, if you read my last 17 tweets, I think that'll help with your insomnia. Laugh out loud. And then I got another tweet that said, you know, a good dose of caffeine will take care of that, and you can push through it. You know, it's interesting the what feels like nothingness that you put out in the Twitterverse. That
right.
really is sort of daring a little bit or giving people a glimpse into who you are and how you think. I actually put a question out in Twitter a few weeks ago about biorhythms, and I was talking about being a nocturnal person and how that works for me, and I really don't fight it. You know, some people are like, oh, you got to get up early and you got to go to bed early so you have all this energy and blah, blah. It works for me to stay up late and sleep in. I just don't schedule anything before, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and that works for me. And so I put a message out, And I was amazed at the people who said, yeah, you know, I do the same thing. If you're ever up on Twitter, just, you know, just ping me and, you know, we'll chat. And here's something I do, and I learned to do it years ago, and it works for me to get up in the morning, and this is why. It started a whole dialogue about biorhythms and people being nocturnal or early birds or, you know, lifestyle, and it was wonderful. That's the glimpse that I'm talking about with Twitter.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Just giving, you know, a little bit of who you are.
Exactly. Just a little bit. I mean, yeah. I've even shared what I consider to be some fairly personal things, like, you know, one day I wasn't feeling well and I said, wow, you know, I think I ate something that didn't agree with me. And, boy, I was just showered with, oh, well, you know, I hope you
Hello?
Feel better. And, you know, I'm sending some virtual chicken soup your way and just all kinds of things like that. Now, that sounds very personal. At the same time, it gave people a glimpse into, wow, you know, I'm moving at this pace and these things are really happening in my life and I want you to be a part of that. And people welcomed it. And
gotcha.
What I'm sharing about my experience is very typical, very common on Twitter. It's very cool.
Great. Well, I just wanted to, Kathy, are you there?
Uh-oh,
yeah, I know she
did
was
we lose Kathy?
Yeah, I knew she was having some problems with her connection, so we'll kind of continue. Let me ask you about the security aspect. Because that's something that a lot of people who are just getting out there and just wanting to get out there for the very first time may have that question. What are the security measures? What are some of the things that possibly they need to take a look at? Or are there any security aspects that they need to worry about?
Well, I think with anything online, you have to be aware. And I think it has to stop at being aware. Because, you know, we can all kind of go into this frenzy about, oh, well, you know, I don't want people knowing, you know, my real name, and I don't want people to know this, or I don't, you know, whatever it is. When you're in the Twitterverse or Twitterville or, you know, you're in that space, it's important, especially if you're using it for business, to be transparent. So, you know, in terms of protecting yourself, please, and if there's one thing that your listeners hear in everything I'm saying, please do not protect your updates. What that means is nobody can see what you're talking about because you're defeating the purpose of being there. Just be very, very careful and cautious. Don't send your email address over the open airways with Twitter. If you want to communicate with someone, your phone number, send it through direct message. That's the private message so that just that person gets it. I remember when I first really got active with Twitter, I was talking to someone, and I didn't know how to direct message someone. So I said, oh, yeah, call me. Here's my number. And, you know, someone who's turned into be a great friend and a joint venture partner actually said, hey, since you're going to put your number out there, I'll call you too. And we ended up talking. I laughed about it and still laugh about it today. But we ended up talking and, you know, found that we had a connection. But putting your phone number, your email address, or any of that kind of vital information into the public stream is akin to writing your number on a bathroom wall. You know, because you just don't know who's reading it or who's seeing it. So if there's something to safeguard and be aware of, it's direct messaging versus the public stream.
Right. And you know, I was listening to your description with the caller about the followers and those followers following. And you always think of the World Wide Web and the term web as in connecting to this and connecting to that. But Twitter gives you the impression that's exactly, I mean, I could see when you were giving the description, hundreds of thousands of individuals connected by one person simply because that one person started to tweet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely.
Now the caller did say something about groups. How does that happen? I mean, does someone just decide, I'm going to form a group and I'll start tweeting, and those individuals that come into my group are my followers that are a part of what I'm doing, they come along and then those are the individuals I deal with, and then we welcome other people in, or other followers come along. Is that how that kind of thing happens?
Well, now, followers are different than groups, because on Twitter you can also have groups. For example, I have a group that I've set aside. It's a private group, and I've invited just my best friends to be a part of that group. So if I want to just send them a message that's personal, it'll go to them only. It's a direct message to them only because they're in that private group. Now, followers are part of the public stream. What that means is you can create a group, you attract followers, and if you want something more specific, then you can create a group. There are webinars where people are on a webinar and they're tweeting and Twittering while they're on it. That's called a webinar. There are all kinds of different things that you can do that speak to privacy in a group or a public group that you can invite people to. So a lot of opportunities on Twitter. Now, Tony, I'm going to be talking about Twitter in much more detail on an upcoming webinar, and I'd love to tell your listeners about it. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. As part of who I am and what I do at Group Mastery for speakers, trainers, and workshop leaders, I host a monthly webinar for what I call the technologically adventurous. And it's called the DIY Tech Talk. And this month we're talking about Twitter. So I'm going to share specifically some of the tools that I use to help me be more effective on Twitter, and some that, you know, I know about that may be of interest to the participants of the webinar. So I want to encourage everyone to go. It's a free webinar. If they're not able to make it, they have to purchase the video recording of it. But if they go to www.diytechtalk.com, that's D like David, I-Y as in do-it-yourself, tech, T-E-C-H, talk.com, and, you know, sign up for the free webinar that I'm doing on Twitter. I've actually invited some Twitter pros to join me. One of those is one I talked about earlier, Coach Deb, who is a co-author of the Twitter Handbook, which will give you a lot of insight on Twitter. So you can go to twitterhandbook.com. The e-version of it is free, so you can go to twitterhandbook.com and get that. One of the other Twitter pros that I have coming on is Lisa Barnes. She's known as the podcasting expert. She's also a social media marketing expert, and Lisa has expanded her brand and really incorporates a lot of juicy stuff around Twitter. And I thought, you know, Lisa's a really, really great expert, and I thought it would be great to have her come and talk about Twitter. And also Sherman Hugh, who is just, I call him a genius, and every time I do, I can see him blushing through the telephone. Sherman is going to talk with us. He's a video casting, podcasting, blogging, and social media web 2.0 expert. So he's kind of doing a whole lot of really cool things and really uses Twitter to support all of his activities. So the Twitter pros I have scheduled, and then I've got a couple of, you know, sort of in the bag, in my back pocket, that I'm also going to spring on the call as well. So that's next Thursday, October 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's a 90-minute webinar. I want to encourage your listeners to go to DIYTechTalk.com. I'm also going to put it in the chat so that folks can get it. And as you can tell, Tony, I love talking about Twitter. Just wind me up and I talk anyway. But talking about Twitter, something that I'm really passionate about, something that I really enjoy, and, you know, being the self-proclaimed Twitterholic that I am, I feel like I'm the right person to share the Twitter tools and some of the cool things that you can do with Twitter through this webinar.
Gotcha. Well, I know Kathy's back on the line. Kathy, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Kathy.
Welcome
back.
Thank you very much. So sorry about that. You know, things happen here at the BTR Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure we all know that. But at any rate, Wendy, I missed quite a bit, and I'm so sorry about that. But I'm sure you answered the questions in a very elegant, intelligent way. And I did have a question I wanted to ask you real quick. I know we're winding down our last 5 minutes, but how do you manage a situation, and if you've already answered this, I apologize, but how do you manage a situation if you have, let's say your tweets get out of control and you know, you're just really receiving a lot of tweets or whatever the right terminology is from people that it's just kind of overwhelming to you, and you don't want to be, I don't want to say you don't want to be bothered, but it's really starting to get out of control, and it's too much communication or it's too much following for you.
Overstimulation,
there you go.
Well, and some people, and I've seen it happen because, you know, typically what happens is people will say, okay, I'm out of here for a while. I'm taking an un-Twitter break. And people will go offline. What that means is they're not logged in. They're not seeing any messages. They're not, you know, following any tweets. They're not doing any of that. And so when they come back, they'll say, okay, I'm back now. The cool thing about Twitter is it doesn't get backed up like your email. It doesn't get backed up like your Facebook. Right now I have probably 90-something friend requests sitting out there that I'm, you know, from about a little over a week, that I just have not been able to go through because I, you know, kind of take my time going through those friend requests. Mm-hmm. It's not, Twitter's not like that. Twitter is such that you can bow out and just not be around and not be part of the stream of conversation for however long, and then plug back in, and you're still welcomed with open arms. I saw someone today who actually said, hey, everybody, I've been on vacation. I'm back. And, you know, people are like, oh, welcome back. You know, we missed you. I knew that you hadn't been Twittering a while. They picked up right where they left off, and it's okay. You know, there's no condemnation if you take a break from Twitter. You're still part of the Twitterverse, the Twitterhood. The family.
Right. I like that word, the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wendy, I want you to take the last couple of minutes here to talk about some of the activities and webinars and seminars that you have coming up, because you are such a pro at this tool, and I want to be sure that everyone has an opportunity to know exactly what you've got going on, because I think people are really going to be interested to you know, just continue the discussion after this show and learn even more about how to use this great tool. So talk about that.
Wow. So many things going on. It's interesting that you asked me that question. I just wrote a blog post on my relaunched personal blog yesterday. And, you know, I'm fighting a little bit with the technology around the comments and everything. But if people go to WendyY.com, you'll see like a list of things that are going on in my blog post called Focus on the Spinning Plates. And, you know, one of the key things
that in the chat room? Can you put that in the chat room?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Focus on the Spinning Plates, but the website is WendyY.com.
Okay.
And, you know, the reality for me is I love having a lot of different things to do. I like the variety, and I like having a sense of order and a sense of focus to those things. So, you know, the biggest thing I'm focused on right now is group mastery for speakers, trainers, and workshop leaders. That's where I teach people how to do group coaching. And, you know, I have a 12-week intensive program and a lot of support via individual coaching and monthly marketing mastermind calls and things like that. And I also have a group of mastermind coaches who are business, executive, career, and life coaches, and we have partnered, and they've contracted with me to do business together, and I support them, and we support each other through best practices.
Okay, well, Wendy, and I'm so sorry, sweetheart, I'm going to have to cut you off, but we're getting ready to be bumped off the line because we're at the end. Can you believe it? It went that fast. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You all have the information for Wendy, and you can also go to my website, and I'll make sure that I have everything about her on my blog So we want to thank you guys so much for coming out tonight and sharing this evening with us. And we're going to sign off for now. We will see you next week. I'm Kathy Holloway-Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we hope you guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.